Billionaire's Daring Wife. Chapter 11. Tell me, how much do? Jessica blushed from Timothy's straightforward words. Was he too self-centered? Timothy, I'm not your woman. Even if you deny it, I've decided that you're my woman. If you like it, you should love me. If you don't like it, you also have to bear it with me. Anyway, you were the one who seduced me last night. That's the first time for me to have sex, you must be responsible for me. Jessica was annoyed, please, so dull. Since this is the first time for both of us to have sex, we should be more responsible for each other. Jessica was speechless. Jessica couldn't refute him. Last night, she was so impulsive that she even found a man to have sex with in order to revenge on Simon. If others found it out, it would be hard for her to explain it and she might fail before she took revenge. Jessica glanced around, pulled Timothy into a corner, and explained, "Listen, have a husband." "Yes. My husband is very rich. I don't need your support." "I see. If he knows about our relationship, you will get into trouble." "I know." Looking at Timothy's nonchalant look, Jessica didn't know what he was thinking and went angry. "So you don't have to be responsible for me. If you want me to be responsible for you, can give you the money." Jessica had been to Timothy's house and knew that he was not a rich man. She intended to persuade him and analyze the stakes. You have a husband, and he is rich and powerful, then why you go out to find a man? Is he impotent? Timothy's incisive summary made Jessica shocked. "What? Impotent?" she stammered. Jessica recalled what she had just said, and it seemed to convey that as a rich lady, she went out to find a man at night because her husband was impotent. Jessica regretted for all that. "That's good. You maintain your status as a rich lady. I'll satisfy you when you need me. It's good for both of us, and you were very satisfied with me last night." Timothy analyzed it reasonably with a wicked smile. He looked sloppy, but he was also elegant. And it made him so seductive. "Tell me, how much do you want?" Jessica didn't want to continue arguing with him and her face darkened. Unexpectedly, as soon as Jessica finished speaking, she was pressed against the wall. Timothy held her in his arms fiercely. Jessica turned pale with fear. "What? What are you doing? I know you want to take revenge on Simon and Louise and take back what belongs to you." Timothy whispered in Jessica's ear, his thin lips almost touching her ear. Timothy's expiration spread evenly over Jessica's neck, causing her body to tremble slightly. Timothy knew that Jessica was sensitive. After all, he had experienced it last night. "How do you know it?" Jessica was shocked. She glared at him and questioned. He kissed her lips, which were slightly opened in shock, and put his hands around her waist. "I can help you retaliate against them and make them know how it feels like to be taken advantage of." Chapter 12. Her breathing was. There was no doubt that Jessica was bewitched by his words. Especially when a man made a promise, a woman could feel the sense of security from him. Jessica knew that his words were unreliable, but she still chose to trust him. "You want to help me? What's your purpose?" "You." After Timothy finished speaking, he lowered his head to kiss her. Jessica gave him a different feeling that no other woman could give him. Jessica's breath began to become disordered. His kiss was rough and overbearing, which matched his predatory temperament, difficult to resist. She was so dizzy from his kiss in the corner that she could only put her hands around his neck. At the Thai group, Jessica was kissed by Timothy. In the end, Timothy forced himself to calm down and let go of Jessica. He saw that the woman's cheeks went pink and her eyes were watery. "I really want to have sex with you now." Jessica was absent-minded and she didn't know what to say. It was not until she got on Timothy's motorcycle and left Thai Group that she suddenly came back to her senses from shock. She believed that a man who lived in a single apartment and rode a motorcycle would help her retaliate the scum. She must be crazy. However, it was not the only thing that surprised her. Timothy picked Jessica to the Civil Affairs Bureau. After getting off, Jessica looked at the building in front of her and asked him with confusion, "Why did you drive me here? This is not where you live. You cannot wait to go back with me," Timothy teased with sexual hints. Jessica was so angry because this man would always get her wrong. "I'll satisfy you later, but now we have to do another thing." Timothy took Jessica's hand and went into the Civil Affairs Bureau as a nice couple. After realizing what he was trying to do, Jessica began to struggle. "Even if we want to take revenge on Simon and Louise, we don't have to marry. Timothy, you went too far." Jessica could accept to have sex with him, but she really didn't dare to get married with him. "Louise is pregnant with Simon's child." Timothy's tone was calm. After knowing about the affair between Simon and Louise, this woman dared to go to the bar to find a man. He believed that when she knew about Louise's pregnancy, she would also be impulsive. When people were impulsive, they tend to do something out of line. Then Jessica stopped the struggle to follow Timothy without saying a word. They got their marriage certificate smoothly, but Jessica began to regret it again as she looked at the certificate outside the bureau. From last night to now, she felt that she was not taking revenge on Simon, but on herself. Timothy took the certificate from Jessica's hand and asked her, "What's your following plan?" "Go back to the entertainment industry to compete with Louise, and expose the affair between her and Simon. Louise is my half-sister, and the Sandgren Group is my mother's. I won't let my father make Louise and her mother the formal successors." Then a self-deprecating smile appeared on Jessica's face. "Do you think my family chaotic?" But Timothy shook his head and pinched her face, saying, "There are many families more chaotic than yours." Just as Jessica was about to take his hand off her face, her phone rang. Chapter 13 Wedding Night. As soon as Jessica answered the phone, she heard Mrs. Kimmy say excitedly, "Jessica, have you seen the trending topics today? Louise is probably wailing now. It's strange that after posted the video of them making you the scapegoat on the internet, it went viral. Everyone curses Thai Group and Louise now." Jessica had no time to know about the follow-up events on the internet because of Timothy. Now hearing what Mrs. Kimmy said, she knew that she won the first battle. Timothy, who was standing next to Jessica, also heard Mrs. Kimmy's words. And his sexy and thin lips curved up slightly. It seemed that Oscar became more competent after he took charge of the company. "Jessica, I just received an invitation from Ya Entertainment. A senior leader of the company wants to sign you. When you're available, let's go to the company. Also, Louise is shooting a heroine-dominant film, but the director wants you to replace Louise." Today was full of surprises. Jessica's heart was thumping with excitement. After hanging up, she felt as if she was in a league of her own. Timothy drove his cute wife to where he lived, while the Thai Group was busy tackling what happened today. In Simon's office, Louise kept crying, "Simon, I'm sorry. I really don't know why it came to this." Simon's face darkened as he looked at Louise. She became very tearful, which didn't break his heart but upset him. "I've told you so many times that although I can make you popular, you still need to show your strength. Now the Thai Group is suffering because of you, and the director wants to terminate the contract. Can you just stop making trouble?" Simon was angry at her for the first time. Louise knew that she had caused trouble this time, so she tried even harder to please him. "I want to perform well, but I'm pregnant and easy to get tired, so I've been off my game. Simon, I didn't mean to." Hearing the word pregnant, Simon restrained his anger a little. He held Louise in his arms and said, I'll solve the problem. You should have a good rest. Louise leaned against Simon and then replied softly and kissed him. There was an erotic atmosphere in the office, and the temperature seemed to gradually go up. Brandt called Jessica before she went home with Timothy. Jessica had admired her father since she was a child. After her mother passed away, her father never remarried in about 10 years. Now she knew that it wasn't that he didn't want to get married. In fact, he had fooled around with Louise's mother, Eudora, for more than 20 years. In other words, Brandt had sex with Eudora, the nanny of the Sandgren family, when Jessica's mother was pregnant. Thinking that she had been deceived for so many years, Jessica took several deep breaths before saying, Dad. Jessica, you're back from a business trip. Yes. I asked Aunt Quenelle to cook dinner. Go home and eat with me. Jessica was going to refuse, but Timothy nodded beside her, so she had to agree. Timothy said after she hung up, it's a dinner with ulterior motives. Remember, you must grasp at everything that belongs to you. Originally, Jessica did not suspect Brandt. However, she was instantly alert after Timothy said so. Okay, I see. Jessica looked at the man and felt like she was with someone. Awesome. Remember to come back early. Today is our wedding night. Chapter 14 You're Shameless. It was already 7 p.m. when Jessica came back to the Sandgren family. She had only been away for a few days, but she found that almost everything in the house had changed. The swing she liked in the yard disappeared, and even the lavender that her mother liked when she was alive was covered by the plants that Eudora bought. Besides, other things in the house seemed to have changed after her mother died. There was no trace of her and her mother left here. Jessica, hurry in. It's cold outside. Eudora, who was wearing an apron, looked happy when she saw Jessica. Seeking Eudora, who looked like the hostess instead of the nanny, Jessica avoided her hand and quickly walked into the living room. Sitting on the sofa, Brandt flipped through financial magazines, with Simon and Louise aside. As soon as Simon saw Jessica, he immediately took her hand and said with concern, Jessica, where have you been? I've been looking for you in the company for a long time. A faint fragrance came from Simon's body, which was from Louise's favorite Dior. Jessica pulled her hand out quietly. I left first for there's something to handle. Since Jessica is back, let's start our dinner. Putting down the magazine, Brandt got up to walk to the table. Along came the others, and they gathered around the table for supper. In the past, Jessica felt lonely when there were only she and Brandt eating together. So she suggested that Louise and Eudora ate with them, and it was good to be lively in such a big villa. However, she regretted it completely. She had no appetite at all, seeing the people who always played tricks on her. Before she finished, Brandt said, Louise, I see your eyes are red. Is there something wrong? The inadvertent questioning made Jessica instantly alert. As Timothy had said, it was a conspiracy. Uncle Sandgren, it's nothing but something at work, Louise said with a look of sadness and depression. Something must have happened to you. Tell me, what's wrong? After Brandt finished speaking, Louise suddenly cried. Jessica, you're out of the entertainment industry. Please don't compete with me for the show. You're the daughter of the Sandgren family with your father and Simon aside, but for me, I wouldn't have anything if I couldn't have that show. Louise said in a humble tone, her tears running down. What? What's going on? Putting down his chopsticks, Brandt became worried. Louise, go upstairs. It's rare for Jessica to come back. Why do you do this? Eudora darkened her face on the spot, intending to drag her daughter upstairs. However, Louise grabbed Jessica's clothes and begged with tears, without any intention of leaving. In the end, Simon told Brandt everything that had happened today. Brandt, who now knew the whole story, not only did not care about his own daughter taking the blame, but also helped Louise persuade Jessica. Jessica, this is your fault. Since you have left the entertainment industry, why are you competing with Louise? It's not easy for her to get to this point. Hearing this, Jessica felt extremely miserable. Dad, it was Louise who made me substitute for her. I took the blame and apologized, and finally, the director wanted me to act. It's not that. I snatched the opportunity from her. It's not easy for her to do anything, but I suffer as well. Chapter 15 In Collusion. Brandt was astounded and did not expect his daughter, who had never dared to talk back to him, to be so furious. Of course, Jessica didn't finish venting her anger and she started to blame Louise, "Don't bite off more than one can chew. How could you let someone else take the blame just because you didn't perform well? Is it because the Sandgren family treats you so well, so you get overwhelmed and forget that you are just a nanny's daughter? Louise, if I haven't helped you, nobody knows you. Why are you so shameless to want me to give you everything? You. I knew although you said. We were good friends, you actually. Looked down on me. Did you plan it? You want to take everything from me." Louise was so angry with Jessica that her expression changed. She was also Brandt's daughter, but she had been looked down on in the Sandgren family for so many years because she was an illegitimate daughter. Every time she saw Jessica's condescending attitude, she was in fury. "I don't care whatever you think. I didn't intend to take that show, but I've changed my mind after hearing your words. Louise, I'm going back to the entertainment industry." Jessica glanced at Louise arrogantly. Jessica never needed to be pitied. She would get whatever she wanted. Simon quickly took Jessica into his arms and comforted her gently. "Jessica, Louise is not sensible. Don't argue with her. Too many things happened today, so she lost her temper." Jessica chuckled and mercilessly pushed Simon away. "Both my father and my boyfriend help Louise. I'm really eye-opening. You're the family and I'm the one have to leave, right?" Jessica felt that she might die of anger if she stayed here. She ran out of the Sandgren family, stopped a taxi and ignored Simon's obstruction, closed the door and left. For the first time, Simon found that he couldn't control Jessica. As he watched the car recede, he couldn't help but scold, "Damn it!" When he returned home again, Louise, who had stopped crying, immediately asked, "Did Jessica agree?" Jessica had taken the blame for Louise and sacrificed for Louise several times. Every time Jessica would do whatever they asked, tonight was definitely an accident. She got in the car directly. Simon sat next to Louise, looking sullen. Jessica's attitude towards him made him very unhappy. The whole living room fell into a strange silence. Finally, Simon said, "Maybe we were too hasty. I will persuade Jessica. Well, by the way, find a time to talk to Jessica about your relationship with Louise." After Brandt finished speaking, he went upstairs with Eudora's help. Louise and Jessica were both his daughters, although he should treat them equally. But Brandt felt even more sorry for Louise for letting Louise and her mother be scolded for so many years. In addition, Louise was pregnant with Simon's child. For Louise's happiness, he could only sacrifice Jessica. In the huge living room, only Simon and Louise were left. Louise sat directly on Simon's lap and held his face. "Simon, that role is very important to me. I can't let Jessica take it away. Otherwise, all our efforts will be in vain. I know." After the car had driven out for more than 10 minutes, Jessica suddenly remembered that her cell phone had been forgotten in the Sand Grand family. She had to tell the driver to turn back to get her phone. Jessica never thought that she would know another truth when she went back this time. Chapter 16 Lean over to kiss her. When Jessica returned home, the car that Simon parked in the garage had disappeared. It was very quiet in the huge villa. Jessica didn't want anyone to know that she had returned to get her phone and groped through the darkness towards the living room. When she found her cell phone on the sofa, she thought about what happened that night. Figuring that she might not move back in a short period of time, she went upstairs. The only thing in the Sand Grand family that she wanted to take away was the necklace her mother left her before she died. After getting the necklace, Jessica quickly came out of her room. When she passed the study, she overheard Brandt talking to Eudora. "Brandt, I've got a really bad feeling, and I feel something is going to happen. Did Jessica notice something unusual today?" "Jessica will know about Simon and Louise sooner or later." Brandt, who was writing calligraphy, didn't care. "I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about Jessica's mother." Jessica, who was about to leave, froze. Did they keep any secrets from her? Let bygones be bygones, and the hospital didn't find anything wrong. What are you worried about? But Daphne's attending doctor knew that we poisoned her. Although he is retired now, I still feel uneasy. That doctor is abroad now. I'll send someone to keep an eye on him 24 hours a day. Stop filling your head with nonsense. And don't mention it again. For Brandt, it was something he did not want to recall. He was with Daphne just because she was the daughter of the Yankee family. Later, when he became more successful, he no longer needed her. Jessica, who was standing at the door of the study and heard all these things, covered her mouth in disbelief. If she hadn't come back to get her phone, she would never have known that her mother had been killed by Brandt and Eudora. She even comforted herself that Brandt at least felt guilty. Now she knew that she was too naive. Jessica didn't know how she got out of the Sand Grand family. It was cold outside, but her heart was even colder. She turned to look at the villa standing in the dark and said word by word, "Mom, I will avenge you." At this moment, a dazzling light shone in the distance. Jessica turned around and looked at the dazzling headlights. The lights were so harsh that she couldn't see clearly. But when she saw the car, she knew who it was. Timothy turned down the lights and drove slowly towards Jessica. "Get in," Timothy ordered. "How did you know I live here? Timothy, what do you do?" Jessica was sitting in the car, putting her arm around Timothy's waist. The man knew everything about her, but she didn't even know what was he. "Debt collectors." Timothy's voice sounded low and seductive in the darkness. "You're my wife. How could I not know where you live?" Jessica did not speak, but Timothy took her directly to the most luxurious hotel in the city. "Aren't we going home?" Jessica frowned at Timothy, who was holding the room card. "This is the second time you've hinted that we should go home today. What's the rush? I can satisfy you wherever we are. Today is our wedding night. What fun can it be if we go home?" Jessica's mouth twitched. "Timothy, why do I feel like you're taking our marriage seriously? Jessica, since I said I wanted to keep you as my mistress, which time I'm not serious?" Jessica's smile froze on her face when she heard what Timothy said, but before she could react, he opened the door and pulled her in. He lowered his head and kissed her. Chapter 17 Scared? Jessica dodged, not feeling provoked at all. Finally, Timothy asked, "Did you really get bullied at home?" Seeing that Jessica was sullen, Timothy asked. Since Timothy already knew, Jessica did not hide it. It was indeed treachery. "I also knew that my mother was poisoned to death by my father and Eudora. Jessica compressed her lips tightly. She felt sorry for her mother when thought of how she had lived peacefully with her mother's murderer for more than 10 years. Jessica. Timothy put her hand in his chest, and pinched her chin by another hand, forcing Jessica to look at him. Do you trust me? I can help you take revenge. My head is in a mess now. I, once bitten, twice shy. Even her own father could deceive her. Who else could she trust? Trust me, please. We're already married. I'll help you, and... Timothy hesitated for a moment and said, My real identity is not as mediocre as you have seen. Time will prove it to you. Timothy let go of Jessica. He knew that it would be difficult to win Jessica's trust for these few words, so he changed the subject and said, Well, good time flies. GP take a shower, or are you going to take a shower with me? Jessica was afraid that Timothy would actually take a bath with her, so she walked into the bathroom immediately. As the warm bath water flowed down from above, Jessica was thinking about Timothy's words over and over again. Should she believe him or not? Throughout the shower, Jessica had been thinking about this. When she came out of the bathroom after the shower, she saw Timothy sitting at the bar drinking. At this moment, he was already changed into a nightgown, and a large area of skin on his chest was exposed. When he saw Jessica, he raised the glass. 2-2. The whole room was covered with rose petals, and the exquisite candles were arranged in the shape of a heart. The smell of roses in the air made Jessica forget all his troubles. Happy wedding, Mrs. Landy. Timothy stepped on the petals and walked to Jessica. He held her in his arms. Jessica had been with Simon for 3 years. But expected for gaining something from him, she had never treated him with heart. Their first sex, the marriage certificate, and the wedding night, all of the romance were planned by Timothy. Alone. Timothy, why did you do all this? It's very simple. I fell in love with you since the moment you seduced me in the bar. Timothy didn't disguise. Jessica never believed in love at first sight, but after seeing Timothy's sincere eyes, she chose to believe him. Thank you, Timothy. I'll try to trust you. It's time to change a call, honey. Timothy pinched Jessica hard on her waist. If you don't call me tonight, you won't be able to have a sound sleep. Hearing Timothy's words, Jessica's face turned red. She could only and say awkwardly in a blush, Thank you, honey. Timothy picked Jessica up and walked to the bed. The soft bed sank a lot for the weight of the two. A firm kiss fell. Jessica's body trembled slightly because of Timothy's touch. Timothy realized Jessica's nervousness and brushed her cheek gently with his thin lips. Her voice was as hoarse as if it had come from his throat. Are you afraid? Chapter 18 I'm not ready yet. L. I don't seem ready yet. Although she chose to trust Timothy, Jessica was still unable to make out as ordinary couples did. After all, hadn't known each other for too long. The weight on her body was removed. After she said it, Timothy already got up from the bed. Then we will do that until you're ready. With these words, he walked into the bathroom without looking back. Lily. After the bathroom door was closed, Jessica felt much relaxed both physically and mentally. She had made love with him all night yesterday, and she had a tough day today. So a few minutes later, she fell asleep. When Timothy came out of the bathroom after taking a shower, he saw her sound asleep. Her sharp features seemed to be softened and her sleeping face looked sweet. Timothy gave her a light kiss on the forehead, then lay down and turned off the light to sleep. Early the next morning, Jessica was woken up by Mrs. Kimmy's call, which urged her to hurry to the Yacht Entertainment and contract with it to be its official entertainer. Ya Entertainment was an entertainment company that could supersede Thai company in all aspects. Most of the entertainers in the company could get good resources. As her agent, it was normal for Mrs. Kimmy to urge her.
I see. I'll be right there.
Jessica rubbed her eyes. Just then, Timothy rubbed her cheek affectionately. The man said in a hoarse voice, "Sleep a little longer. I'll send you there a letter." Before Jessica said anything, Mrs. Kimmy had exploded on the other end of the phone. "Jessica Sandgren, why is there a man next to you early in the morning? What did you do last night? Did you want to risk everything to get back at Simon Capon? Well, it is reasonable that Ya Entertainment wants to contract with you even though you've been out of the entertainment industry. Do you want to irritate me?" Timothy could hear her high-pitched voice clearly even though Jessica didn't turn on the loudspeaker. The man grabbed Jessica's phone and said to Mrs. Kimmy, "I'll send her over later. If she's late, tell them to wait for a while." After that, he hung up without giving Mrs. Kimmy a chance to speak. His words made Mrs. Kimmy sure of her guess. Mrs. Kimmy on the other end of the phone was shocked and confused. "Who did Jessica sleep with last night? Tell them to wait?" The man sounded so arrogant. Jessica could imagine Mrs. Kimmy's shocked expression. Looking at Timothy, who was hugging her tightly, she was both annoyed and amused. "Signing a contract with Ya Entertainment is very important to me. I need to be there on time. I told you I'll send you there." Timothy didn't take her words seriously at all. "It's still early. Just sleep for a little longer." "No, I have to get up now. You know men are especially fragile in the morning. If you dare to move, I don't mind doing something else." With these words, his hands around her waist began to move up. His big palm covered with calluses gently stroked Jessica's smooth skin. She was held in his arms so she could clearly feel the boner. "Timothy, I really need to. Before she could finish the sentence, she felt a big shadow fall from above, then her breathing became unstable in an instant. Chapter 19 I'll die in front of you. Jessica thought that she should not irritate the man who had just woken up in the morning. "Timothy, I was wrong. Now I know that I was wrong." Jessica kept begging for mercy. Her cheeks were glowing as if she was slightly drunk. Suddenly, Timothy stopped at the most critical step. He was puffing hard and he struggled to hold back the strong desire deep in his body. Obviously, Jessica didn't dare to move at that moment. After all, she could feel Timothy's struggle. About 5 minutes later, they gradually calmed down. "Go and wash up. I will send you there," Timothy said. Then, he let go of Jessica. 40 minutes later, Jessica was sent to the entrance of the Ya Group by Timothy. Mrs. Kimmy had been waiting for her for quite a long time. She rushed over as soon as she saw Jessica.
"Jessica, who is that man?
Tell me,"
Mrs. Kimmy said. "I swear that I will kill myself today if you don't tell me who he is."
Mrs. Kimmy's gaze had been settling on Timothy all the time. She couldn't stay calm anymore, especially when she saw him sending Jessica here riding on a motorcycle. "Mrs. Kimmy, shall we go to sign the contract now? It will take a while to explain what happened between him and me." Jessica gave a conspiratorial wink to Timothy and then dragged Mrs. Kimmy to the company. Mrs. Kimmy definitely knew what was the most important thing to do at that moment, but she was still annoyed. "Jessica, if you do something that is against your original intention, I will never work with you anymore. You can go and find whoever you like to cooperate with." Few of these agents in the entertainment industry didn't allow her artists to sleep with the rich for benefits, and Mrs. Kimmy was one of them. Thus, she had never boomed the popularity of the artists she worked with in spite of her outstanding ability.
"I know, Mrs. Kimmy. Don't worry. I don't have a sex trade with that man. Actually, he's my husband.
What?
Your husband?
Jessica, how many things are you hiding from me?
Jessica could tell from Mrs. Kimmy's expression that she would die if she didn't tell the truth. Jessica was so scared that she kept her mouth shut immediately and then walked into the conference room of the YA group. The process of signing the contract progressed smoothly, and the staffs of the YA group were very enthusiastic. However, Mrs. Kimmy looked as if her mind was somewhat unhinged until the end of the signing process. After leaving the conference room, Mrs. Kimmy immediately pulled Jessica onto the lounge chair and whispered to her, "Jessica, tell me, have you made acquaintance with the top manager of the YA group? Is the man who sent you here today the top manager of the YA group?" Jessica shook her head, but it seemed that Mrs. Kimmy did not trust her.
"I knew something was wrong since yesterday.
At first, someone was secretly supported us when we uploaded the video. Then, the YA group offered you a chance. They directly replaced the actress of the main female character and let you act the leading role. The people who were present and signed the contract today are all senior executives of the YA group. How can they attend a signing process? You'd better tell me the truth right now. I really didn't do anything. Maybe I have good luck." Even Jessica herself did not believe that it was sheer luck. Timothy's face popped up in Jessica's mind. He once told her that he was not as mediocre as he looked. Jessica wondered whether it was Timothy that took control of everything behind the scenes. Realizing that she was not able to get any information from Jessica now, Mrs. Kimmy couldn't do anything but sigh. Suddenly, a scene ran through her mind. It seemed that she had seen the man who sent Jessica over here somewhere before. Mrs. Kimmy was trying to recall. At that moment, a shrill female voice sounded, "Jessica, why are you here?" It seemed to be unbelievable for that woman to see Jessica here. Chapter 20 Shameless Bitch. Jessica and Mrs. Kimmy simultaneously looked at Louise, who was wearing 10-centimeter high heels. Consumed with envy, she was very surprised. Jessica came to the YA Entertainment to sign the contract. That's a no-brainer. Do you think everyone comes here to beg other for help like you? Mrs. Kimmy was very hostile to Louise. This bitch not only stole Jessica's resources but also slept with Simon. She was so shameless. Yesterday, Louise lost the chance to play the leading role in a TV play, and the director of this play happened to be from the YA Entertainment. It was obvious why she came here early in the morning. Louise's color came and went as she listened. Her eyes flashed with anger, but she didn't know how to refute. No matter how unlucky Louise is, she still has a huge fan base. The reason why you came so early is that you have to beg the YA Entertainment to sign the contract, right? Look at yourself. You will never make it. You are just a has-been. Please look at yourself in the mirror to see how many wrinkles and crow's feet you have. Priscilla stood in front of Louise and began to mock Jessica. It was the YA Entertainment who contacted Jessica to sign the contract. This is our contract. Mrs. Kimmy proudly raised the paper. Priscilla and Louise looked rather unhappy. Let's go, Mrs. Kimmy. Jessica glanced at Priscilla and Louise with disdain. She did not know why Simon liked this woman. Louise was no better than her. It might be true that the grass looks greener on the other side of the fence. And a cheating man is like a greedy dog, even though you feed him fancy food all day long, he always wants to try shit just because he hasn't tasted it. Jessica, it's my fault to make you take the blame for me yesterday. I apologize to you. Please don't compete with me. For this role, okay. Do you know how much I've done for this? How much did the Thai company do to get this? Even if you hate me, you can't torture Simon. Tears welled up in Louise's eyes, and she was even willing to bow to Jessica and admit her mistake. "If you want to beg me, you have to be more sincere." Jessica coldly prized Louise's fingers that were holding her clothes. "Remember, if you are the most suitable person for this role, no one will ever take it away. Instead of begging me to pity you, it's better to spend more time on your acting skills." Jessica glanced sideways at Louise and then left. Priscilla held Louise, who was in a fit of anger and could hardly compose herself, asking, "What should we do now? Jessica has signed a contract with the Yacht Entertainment, and the director also belongs to it. Louise, do we still need to find the him? Go back to the tie company. I'm going to see Simon." After Louise finished speaking, she left to see Simon. Mrs. Kimmy could not help but applaud Jessica for her behavior just now. She almost jumped for joy. "Jessica, I found out that I actually knew nothing about you in the past. I always thought you were very soft and harmless. Today, I found out that you were so clever and determined. What should we do next?" "Take all of Louise's resources." Jessica's eyes fell on the man leaning on the motorcycle in the distance. She said, "Mrs. Kimmy, I'll go first. My husband is still waiting for me. Please call me if anything happens." After that, she quickly ran to Timothy. "Hey, you haven't told me how you got married yet. You..." Mrs. Kimmy shouted behind Jessica but found that she didn't hear her at all. She had no choice but to go back to her car. But of course, before getting in the car, Mrs. Kimmy still looked at Timothy a few more times. The more she looked, the more familiar he became. She had definitely seen him somewhere. Jessica walked to Timothy and was about to call him, but then the man raised his head. "Are you done?" "Yes." "Then let's somewhere I'll take you." "Where?" Jessica asked. "Get in the car. You'll know when we get there." Jessica had no choice but to get in, and they left the Yacht Entertainment.